Well, today I'd like to talk about how the electricity grid, in particular the national energy market, works in Australia. So the thing is that when you turn on your light switch, you expect it to come on. And in Australia, almost 100% of the time it does. It's a very reliable network. And so I wanted to sort of unpack that a little bit about what actually happens to let that occur. So in Australia, we have on the East Coast, we have a network which is referred to as the National Energy Market. And it's connected from the top of Queensland down to the bottom of Tasmania. It includes Queensland, New South Wales, Victoria, South Australia, and Tasmania. And so what it is physically is this like infrastructure where we have electricity generation, and then that has to go to people's houses, and so we have transmission as well. And actually across this, what we call the National Energy Market or the NEM, there's about 40,000 kilometres of transmission lines and cables. So there's this kind of really big physical structure where we generate power, we put it to people's homes, they turn on the light, and it comes on. And it's important to know that at every time when we have this big engineering system, we always have to have a balance between the supply and demand so that when you turn the light on, it comes on. But in addition to this, you get an electricity bill. But on top of that, we have a market as well. So from the engineering perspective, we have to make sure that supply and demand meet. But also from the economic perspective, we have to make sure that we understand the price that they meet at. And so in this national energy market, we have what we call a spot market, which is almost like an auction that occurs every 5 minutes to figure out how we're going to match the supply with the demand and what price that's going to be. And for people, if you're interested, you can actually see the result of this 5 minute spot market on a website called opennem.org.au. So I don't suggest you look at it if you're driving right now, but if you're at a computer, you can open up, look at, or you could just even Google Open NEM. So NEM is N-E-M. And it tells you at every time what is producing the power. Is it coal? Is it wind? Is it solar? What are the percentages? And also, what is the price? And it really uses the concept of supply and demand. So to explain it, I want to think about the idea of selling bread. So Jack, if you and I, if we started a company that was selling a new type of bread, we would have to figure out what is the price that we're selling the bread for.
Right.
If we chose $1,000 per loaf, then that's not very good.
No.
Because no one is going to want to buy our bread, right? It's too expensive. But also, if we choose 1 cent, then everyone is going to want to buy the bread, but we're going to go out of business because we're going to be losing money. And so the price has to be somewhere in the middle. And that price is sort of determined by the market, this sort of intimate balance between supply and demand. And this is happening every 5 minutes in the national energy market to determine what generation is used for your electricity. And you can see on this website, OpenNEM, at every point in time, for every 5 minute interval, it will tell you what proportion of coal and wind and solar and gas were used in that particular time to fit the demand, and what price did that boil down to. So that is a very brief overview of what is actually happening behind the scenes so that when you turn on your light switch, the light comes on.
Oh, brilliant. I'll definitely check out the OpenNEM website right after this conversation. Matt, thanks so much for dropping by again this week for another renewable energy update.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, it's good to chat.